Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Catch up on everything from today's show, including Femi's recap of Bills Dolphins, my recap of Bills Dolphins, things, and all our bets for tonight and the weekend in the world of sports. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts, and make sure you like and subscribe to the BetMGM Network YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. No matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's parlay boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Quick thank yous to Dole Out, and then Brad Evans joins us, and then the rest of our bets for Week 3 NFL Sunday. Two tremendous guests, Aaron Taylor, college football analyst for CBS, and our pal Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer. Our EP is Bill Zimmerman. Our TD is Tyler Morales. Our E is Jake Hassan. Our VP is MB. Coming up after us on the BetMGM Network is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend RH and our guest at this time, the one, the only, BE. Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy Friday.
Hola, amigos, and I'll somehow pull out a victory in Bloomington this weekend, boys.
Brad, you were a huge part earlier of the show. We were dying laughing at the reads that you did for things, so we're officially using it every week now. My one question is, why did you go full, like, Phil Leotardo when you said You Better You Bet? You got, like, Italian. You were like, yeah, You Better You Bet. Why did you do that?
I had no idea. I did eat about a gallon of pasta with Rao's on top of it before last night's show, and then I cut the imaging right after. So maybe that played an embedded influential factor in me, amigo.
This will be a humble brag. I've been to the actual restaurant Rao's, which you can't get a reservation to. I've been there. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
It's all right. Flexing on him.
That is, yeah. Yes, I am. Yes, I'm bragging. What is your best bet, Brad, coming up Week 3 NFL Sunday?
Oh, God, I have way too many guys. Bet that really caught my eye today, and I grabbed it immediately before the line moved. I would still play the under on it on Josh Jacobs. I grabbed it at 78.5 on rush yards. It's now at 73.5. Take it on the Cleveland Browns. You might say, well, it's Cleveland. You got to fade the Browns at all costs, but they've been outstanding in run coverage so far this season. Number 8 the first couple of weeks in rush EPA defense, and they bottled it up. Not one, but two dynamic backs. One being getting down with my boy Chase Brown. Only allowed 41 yards over 20 carries in week one. And then they really contained the football Frankenstein, the whole smashle. Oh, and Derrick Henry last week. They're only giving up 2.09 yards per carry to opposing plowshares. Jacobs has gone over once and under once on the 73.5 line. I don't think he gets past 70. I do believe the Packers are going to win, but mark me down for something like 18 for a not-so-nice 69 rushing yards for Josh Jacobs, unless you're an underbetter like me. So that is my top play here in week numero tres in the NFL.
Yeah, speaking of 69, love a good old plowshare. Brad, have a great show tonight, and we will talk to you next week here on You Better You Bet.
Gentlemen, J.S.N. Jackson Smith and Jigba to lead the game in receiving yards, plus 115. I'm out!
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. You Better You Bet. All right. Thank you, Brad.
You Better You Bet.
All right, Jake, please drop the Mario. Speaking of Italians, drop the Mario music, please. And Femi, we continue our week three NFL betting sojourn in Duval with the Jaguars and the Texans. Jacksonville, a 1.5-point home favorite. The total in the game is the under keeps getting bet. We are now down to 43.5. Thoughts here, Jags and Texans?
I really like the Houston Texans. I bet them on the money line plus 110. This is a big step down in competition when we're talking about the defenses that they're facing. You go from having to face the Los Angeles Rams on the road to Big Vita Vea and the Buccaneers defensive front to now here's Jacksonville, who everyone seems to have success unless your quarterback is Bryce Young. I think this is like the much needed get right spot for these Houston Texans offense and on defense, much bigger test for Jacksonville than what they've seen so far. I think Houston gets back on track. Desperate team, 0-2 team. I like them on the money line to win outright down there in Duval.
So you kind of insulted like Trevon Walker and Josh Hines-Allen and the Jaguars defensive line. I think the Texans stink. I have not bet the Jaguars yet. I am going to at some point before kickoff. I'm curious what happens with this line. Like, what do you think's going to happen? What's your guess?
I think you see bettors go towards that 0-2 angle because of all the trends. I think this ends up closing like one or pick. I don't think it's going out to 2.5.
I'm gonna wait and I'll bet the Jaguars before kickoff on Sunday. So we'll be oppo on this one. You know I love Jacksonville. I think the Texans are in some trouble this season. Maybe I'm wrong.
It's do or die on Sunday for them. That's for sure.
Let's let's stay in the AFC South with the 2-0 Indianapolis Colts at the 0-2 Tennessee Titans. So Tyler Warren is questionable for the Colts. We think he'll play limited practices on both Thursday and Friday with his toe injury. Treverius Ward got a full practice today for the Colts, but he still hasn't been cleared from concussion protocol. He missed last week's game, so we'll monitor that on Sunday. For the Titans, this is bad. J.C. Latham's out and Tavondre Sweat is out. You need both of those guys if you are Cam Ward. How are you betting, Femi, the Colts and the Titans?
Yeah, early in the week, I really, really wanted to bet Tennessee. Now with these injuries, I can't do it. I'm passing the game. Like having Sweat out the game, Latham, he's out. Like, that's a bad for the Tennessee offensive line. The only thing that I'll be betting is Jonathan Taylor to win Offensive Player of the Year, which we talked about earlier this week when we broke down NFL awards on Wednesday. I think he has a big game with Sweat out. So I think Taylor goes off. I don't know who wins. I'm guessing it's going to be Indianapolis, but I want no parts of the spread.
I would like to bet the Titans. I'm going to wait till Sunday and see if this gets bet up anymore. Like, is it? I don't know if it'll ever go up to 6. I feel like the Colts are going to get bet. There's a bad injury report for Tennessee. Yeah. We'll see. It's Titans or nothing for me. Maybe it's nothing. I don't want to lay Daniel Jones with this price on the road in the Colts' first road game of the season. So either a pass for me or the Titans.
If it got to 6, I would have bet Tennessee, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
But probably not. We'll see on Sunday. You're probably right. Chargers and the Broncos as we move to the afternoon slate. At BetMGM, make it legendary. The Chargers 3-point home favorites. The 3 is juiced towards Denver. The total has been bet up here. We are sitting at 46. Evan Engram and Dre Greenlaw out for Denver. Diane Henley questionable for the Chargers. That is bad news. Ooh. Especially considering who's the linebacker that's out for the Chargers? Who's on IR?
Denzel Perryman.
Denzel Perryman.
Yeah, Perryman's on IR.
Perryman.
Yep.
That's exactly right. So they need Henley. I'll go first here. It's my favorite bet of the week at price. Broncos plus 3. I'll drink the juice. Denver plus 3. And I think the Broncos are going to win the game also. I've been saying it all week. I like the Denver Broncos.
I'm in lockstep with you. Broncos plus 3. Broncos money line plus 135. I don't think that the difference between these two teams is this much. Once again, factor in that the Chargers have no home field advantage, especially against a team like Denver, who has a really big fan base that travels, and it's a pretty easy trip going from Denver to LA. So plus 3 is the bet and money line.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, four more games for us to hit. Seahawks and the Saints. Rematch of the Beastquake game from back in the day. Seattle's a 7.5-point home favorite, total 41.5. Zach Charbonnet is doubtful for this game, so it would be the Kenneth Walker III show. I want to do it like Brad the Third. I feel like Brad is like Costanza to me. Costanza. Nick Emmanuel, Julian Love, and Devin Witherspoon all look unlikely to play, Femi, for the Seahawks secondary.
That's bad news. With Spencer Rattler coming into town, give me New Orleans. I bet him +8.5 last Sunday night. I still like it at 7.5. Anything over 7 is a bet on New Orleans. I just think they're going to keep the game competitive. Seattle's probably going to win, so those of you in Survivor will probably be safe, but I think the Saints keep this much more competitive than people think.
I admire your gumption and conviction on this game. I don't have conviction on this game right now. Part of me feels like New Orleans isn't going to score in the game, but I'm not there yet. I'll talk about it more on Sunday. No bet for me as of right now on the Saints and the Seahawks. Niners and the Cardinals in the Bay Area. San Francisco a juiced 2.5-point home favorite, total 45. Now, Kyle Shanahan saying Brock Purdy is highly unlikely to play were Shanahan's words. Juwan Jennings is questionable, did not practice Friday. Arizona, terrible injury report in the secondary. Star rookie corner Will Johnson is doubtful. Max Melton's questionable. Garrett Williams was placed on IR earlier in the week. Femi, how are you betting the Cards and the Niners?
I'm passing this game. I think if you were able to, bet some of the Cardinal stuff at +3 or whatever before we knew that it was for sure going to be Mac Jones, kudos to you. But I think this betting market's right. The over's been bet, which is also right in my opinion. So it's a pass for me.
If we are going to go up to 3, I will bet Arizona +3 begrudgingly. We're not there right now. I would bet a Cardinals +3 if we got it. Femi, your Dallas Cowboys, 1-point road favorites at Caleb Williams and the Bears. This total's actually been bet down a little bit. It was 50.5. Now we're at 50 at BetMGM, Cowboys and the Bears.
I think that's people getting cute. This game's going over. Even at 50, I'm going over this one. Like this Cowboys defense is horrendous. The Bears defense, have you looked at the injury report? They're missing like multiple guys on multiple levels of the defense. I don't like this one bit for either defense. I think these offenses cook over 50. The side, I thought I was going to like Dallas. I'm off of that. I don't want any parts of the side. I just think there's going to be points.
I bet the over also earlier in the week. I want to think more about the side. Probably just stick with the over. Yeah. Over 40. What did we
Nobody
bet? 48 and a half on Monday?
Oh, weird. Yeah, 48 and a half is where this bad boy opened.
And it's, All right, more to come on Sunday. And let's close Sunday Night Football with my favorite team hosting the Kansas City Chiefs, KC at the Giants. Chiefs, 6.5-point road favorites. Total in the game is 45. Xavier Worthy gets a limited practice in today for the Chiefs. He is listed as questionable. Jalen Royals is questionable, but he's practiced all week. I'm guessing he plays. Andrew Thomas, Giants star left tackle, Femi, called himself a game-time decision for Sunday night. How are you betting Giants-Chiefs, if at all?
I will not be betting this game. I said at 3 o'clock in that hour that my Madman Survivor entry that I have will be on the Kansas City Chiefs. So, Nick, if you want a Sunday sweat, you can sweat that out and vote for me to get Kansas City home. I think this market's just right. I don't think the Chiefs are going to go 0-3. They're too good for that. I think they're going to win the game. I just don't know if I want to lay the points. I think the point spread's just correct.
Yeah, I want to know what the Giants are doing with their offensive line. Is Thomas playing? Is Bo going to start? If that's the case, like I might be interested in taking 6.5 with the Giants. But Femi, I do think you'll survive with the Chiefs. I can't imagine the Giants actually winning this game. But at price, the Chiefs have had trouble putting teams away. I think it's Giants or nothing at current prices. I'm back on Sunday morning on WFAN 8 to 9 for a full hour. And then Sam Paniadovich and yours truly, countdown to kickoff 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. So if you're out there listening or watching, you're like, hey, like you didn't have a bet on this game, whatever are the props? I'm on for 3 hours coming up on Sunday, and we will fill in all those blanks for you then. Femi, great show today, my friend. Have an awesome weekend, and I will catch up with you coming up on Monday.
Yeah, let's have a good weekend. I feel really good about the bets this week, but we're not going to know until the ball gets kicked off. So let's see how this goes, but hopefully it goes well. But good luck, everyone.
Chiefs survivor, huh? I'm jealous.
Sweat continues.
You get that sweat. All right. Again, I'm back Sunday on The Fan at 8. You can watch it on YouTube nationally, and then countdown to kickoff with Sammy at 11. And until then, dear listener and dear viewer, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.